From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting U.S. casualties in Afghanistan. One U.S. service member was killed, two wounded Tuesday during fighting in Afghanistan's Helmand province. U.S. defense officials said American Special Forces units were involved in an operation near the city of Marja. Here is Pentagon Press Secretary Peter Cook.
This is an ongoing situation. There is still a fight going on in the immediate surroundings.
The U.S. soldier killed Tuesday was not identified. Authorities Tuesday recovered the bodies of at least 36 migrants who drowned off the coast of Turkey after their boats overturned in rough waters. The migrants were trying to reach the Greek island of Lesbos. 12 migrants were rescued. The UN mission in the Central African Republic says it is, I should say, the UN mission in the Central African Republic says it is investigating new allegations of sexual exploitation and abuse by UN peacekeepers and international forces in that country's capital. There have been at least 17 previous accusations of sexual misconduct by members of the UN mission in the CAR. The Israeli military says a Palestinian stabbed a soldier Tuesday in the West Bank. The attacker was then shot and killed by troops. The attack in the Gush Etzion area was the latest in what has been nearly daily Palestinian attacks that have left more than 20 Israelis dead in the past 3 months. India's defense minister said Tuesday a total of 6 militants have been killed in an attack on an airbase in northern India. He said an effort to secure the site is still ongoing. The gunman who launched the attack Saturday on the Pathankot base near the Pakistani border killed 7 security personnel. This is VOA News.